First, just briefly, Tuesday is a holy day, the Feast of Mary, Mother of God. Tomorrow night will be the Vigil Mass at 5:30 here, and then on the day we have a Mass at 11 o'clock, and that'll also be here as well. Secondly, through the generosity of one of our parishioners, we had a Christmas gift of books. So if you are not here, please be sure to pick up a copy of that. Or we do have plenty extra, so if you liked it and want to give it to others, please feel free to take another copy. It's called The Biggest Lie in the History of Christianity. It's talking about the lie that we tell ourselves. So please do feel free to take those wonderful books as we begin this new year with a great spiritual reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, most of us, if not all of us, have just spent some rather quality time with family. We might still be spending some quality time with family. We have to admit it's always enlightening, isn't it? It's a good reminder that the Greeks, for instance, had a separate word for the love of family called storge, the type of love that we experience in family life, the natural love. It reflects the fact that we may not always perhaps like our family, but we still love them, right? We are all of us part of that. Married and unmarried, we all have the experience of family. It's probably one of the most common things that every single one of us has as an experience. And so while it's fresh in our minds, the church gives us this great feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph remain for us as disciples of Jesus Christ, the model, the first family, if you will. And if we're not feeling it, if we're not thinking that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as a family don't have a lot to offer me, it's not because there's something wrong with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It is you and I that must move to change. We must take ourselves to where God is, and he will give us the grace. He will give us everything we need to do that. So what should holy families look like? We get a clue by the very, very first word, holy. The word holy. God, of course, is holy, and he has made you and me holy. Through baptism, we become the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he says the temple of God is holy. The word itself literally means set apart, different. And we're supposed to be different. When people look at us, we shouldn't look like everybody else. All the unhappiness and all of that, we should look different. It's not that we're different and set apart in the idea of that we're retreating from the world to go off and make our own little enclave. No, the exact opposite. You and I are called to be the example, to be the light. Jesus said that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Your family, even with all of its struggles, is called to be hope, to be a light in dark places. The example of the unselfish love of God. And you're not alone in this. You don't have to feel it alone because you're not alone. Because let's take the step back a bit and take this concept a little more broadly. In Judaism at the time of Jesus, your family was your tribe. It was everybody. In fact, the Aramaic language that Jesus spoke has no word for cousin. Everyone in your tribe is a brother or sister. Today, due to the semantics of our language and perhaps our radical individualism, our focus on self so much, we make distinctions, don't we, between first cousins and second cousins and that third cousin once removed, etc. And you might help a first cousin because you consider him or her close family, but you might not help a fifth cousin because, really, how many of us know our fifth cousins, right? Who are they? Why would they be asking me for help? But in Jesus' time, even your fifth cousin, once removed, is your brother and sister. We're all part of the family. part of the tribe. And now through baptism, we become members of Jesus' tribe. We are incorporated into the mystical body of Christ in a wonderful and irrevocable way. He is the head, we are the body, and he is the Son of God. He is the Son of the Father. And therefore, we also become adopted sons and daughters of the same Father, which makes us brothers and sisters. St. Paul said, God has destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ in accord with the favor of his will. And then we just heard from St. John, see what love the Father has bestowed on us that we may be called the children of God. And so indeed we are. The point is, we are all bound to each other in a very large but genuine and real family. Beyond the earthly bonds of blood or in-law, to a much more profound relationship with each other by being incorporated into the body of Jesus Christ. The person sitting next to you is not a stranger. He or she is truly your brother or your sister. Turn to that person. Smile at them, right? I'm not going to pass the mic, but at least say hello. These people are our brothers and sisters. We may not all hang out with each other, and we may not always agree with each other, but we still love each other because we're family. And that's the example that you and I must live in our individual nuclear families, family units, and to show all of Aiken that this is a loving parish family, St. Mary's. So two things to help us in this. Two things for a list for your making your family a holy family, both the individual and this larger parish community, church community. First of all, a family prays. It is absolutely true that a family that prays together stays together because it infuses the family with supernatural grace, grace that we can't provide on our own. Grace to help us through our conflicts, to help us through our lives. And so the lesson is, make time for prayer, period. Mother Teresa says that for the disciple, for the Christian, prayer is like air for the lungs. We will suffocate without it. Our faith will grow dim and go out. We can't complain that we can't hear God if we won't give him the time of day. We've got to talk to him and make that time for prayer. And likewise, as a parish family, our prayer is the Mass. That's what brings us together as our family. So don't miss it. It makes our family stronger. If you're not here, we miss you because we love you. Number two, a family keeps faith. You can't give what you don't have. We must know our faith. Do you have doubts? Pick up the scripture, pick up the catechism, and begin to read. So many of our doubts and all could be thrown away if we would open ourselves to a deeper reality than ourselves. But we often like to keep our doubts, don't we? Because we feel that if we keep them and nurture them, then we can do as we please, even though we haven't looked deeper into the subject. And so parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, uncles, aunts, all, teach your children the faith. We are rational beings. The faith is not something that just kind of poof comes into our head. It's part of being in the mind of God. We must learn everything. Even Jesus grew in wisdom and age in his humanity. So our school, our CCD programs, they cannot replace you, parents, uncles, aunts, everybody. If you're not on board, your children won't be either. If God's love is lacking, a family loses its harmony and becomes self-centered. Self-centeredness prevails and joy fades. But a family that lives and expresses the joy of the faith, that family becomes the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Whenever in history we have thought that we had better ideas about family, we have caused great pain and sorrow and hardship for our families and descendants. So take today to repent, to rejoice in the joy that comes from the gifts of chastity and marriage and a family based on the love of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, with patience, forgiveness, and generosity. I love you like a family because we are family. In this past week, in just 3 days, I baptized 5 children. And we're getting ready at the end of Mass to do a blessing of a 50th anniversary. And I've anointed one of our older ones who's getting ready to go to the Lord. We are a family. We love each other. We pray for each other. And let us ask today that the love of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph make every family, both big and small, in every part of the world, living images of God, of his unselfish and joyful love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand.